RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
A daily dose of Melanie means a daily dose of health. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
I think my kids would argue with the daily dose of Melanie as a daily dose of health, because in this segment, we're talking about really how, what role does a parent play in their child's academic success? Is helicopter parenting getting in the way or making smarter children? My guest is Dr. Gail Saltz. She's a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital and a psychoanalyst with the New York Psychoanalytic Institute. Ooh, there I go. Okay, so Dr. Saltz.
Yes.
Parental involvement in their children's academic success. Do you see this as a good thing? How involved is too involved? Is it a good thing, a bad thing? Do we let our kids do it? All these questions.
Well, certainly parents can have a positive effect on their child's academic success and potential, but they can also torpedo it by being over-involved. By over-involved, I mean things like they're doing their homework, or, you know, a good chunk of it. They're getting ahead of the eight ball and, you know, organizing them. If there's a problem with the teacher, they're involved as the first step. So, you know, that, I mean, obviously, to some degree, I am speaking of what a lot of people call the classic helicopter parent. And the problem with that is that your child isn't really learning or accruing the skills they're going to need as they go along. You are. You're going to be great for high school or college or whatever.
Yeah.
But they, not so much. And they're also not building the confidence that they are capable of doing these things, nor the resilience to fall down, make mistakes, figure out how to cope with that, you know, get back up again. You know, your child has to be able to make mistakes, have some failures along the way in order to learn coping skills for dealing with that, because life will have that in store for them. So if they're going to ultimately reach their potential, and we know this from all kinds of data looking at children, that some of the biggest ingredients for reaching your potential have to do with having grit, determination, resilience. So in other words, the ability to bounce back and push through when things aren't going well, and you have to figure your way around, through, or actually, you know, land on the ground and get back up again.
So I told you off the air that I helped my son, who's 15 last night, organize his notebooks because he had all these different papers already squished in. He's only been in school 3 days. And I said, Clayton, and he's like, you stop helping me. I can handle this myself. And I backed off and I said, okay, well, organize, because I just want you to start the year organized.
Right.
Was that wrong of me? I want him to learn how to organize, and I don't think he's going to learn if I don't help him.
So here's the thing. Obviously, if your kid has no idea how to organize, then showing them or giving them a couple of options of systems of organizing is a good idea. But if they've done it before, in other words, if, let's say, in eighth grade and seventh grade, they had to be organized and they have a system, but then you're saying, hey, I'm going to do it again for you or show you exactly how to do it, then something else is afoot, right? It's not, you know, in other words, I'm not saying if your kid has no idea how to do something because they've never done it before, that showing them or giving them some instruction or looking up different varieties with them of how to do something isn't important. But at the end of the day, they do need to take ownership of it. And you shouldn't be doing it each time, saying like, look, I think you've got to get organized before the school year starts. So when you choose to do that, it's up to you, but get it done.
So you can do it once, but you don't want to keep doing it again and again
exactly,
and again. Now,
exactly.
My kids had to take the Constitution test, and I love studying sociology and psychology and really social studies. I love studying that stuff with my kids. So is it okay to help them? I can't help them with math from fifth grade on. Forget about it. But I can help them with all the sciences. I can help them with social studies and all that.
So the question is, how are you defining help? So again, I'm going back to, if help is they reach a point of impasse and they say, wow, I'm struggling, I've done, then you ask them, well, what have you done? Let me see what you've done. They show you what they've done and they show you where they're having the struggle. Then you want to start asking them some questions that may be helpful in leading them to their figuring out how they're going to make that next leap, which is very different from, you know, give me your paper I'm going to, oh, you should have this paragraph. I want to see this sentence. How about this idea? In other words, if you're feeding them the information, they're not learning how to struggle with it. And P.S., their school is not seeing the student they are. So they're not able to help them from their end because you're really the student at home. You know, you're doing it for them. And there'll be a disparity between what, for instance, you know, let's say the teacher says, hey, let's do an in-class essay. Your kid is going to flounder if you've really been doing the essays at home. So in a way, you're not doing your child a favor. So the question is, what is the variety of the help? Hopefully the variety of the help is maybe leading questions, showing them how to ask themselves the right questions. In other words, what you want is to teach your child, you don't want to give your child fish, you want to teach your child to fish so that they can sustain themselves. That's ultimately the goal. So you want to ask yourself that question. Now, you might love social studies, and I advise that you get some books so that you can enjoy learning about or, you know, whatever you enjoy with social studies. And you can be there, certainly, to, as we're saying, help give them some guidance. But it should be in the form of questions and you know, helping them pursue.
And we did. I like to help I like to help study for their tests and those big tests, and I would just go over the things. But it was helpful too, yeah. Dr. Gale, because we were able to talk about current events and talk about things that were happening here in our state and things that were going on and how they apply.
That's great.
And so we were able to take that information and make it so that they could actually use it and then talk about it the next day.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and it is enriching, because often schools, right, are very focused on, you know, here's the history, boom, 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 in a very rule-bound way. And I think that any material that you can take and enliven and make relevant and relevant to the see why they can see that it's relevant to their lives, and particularly if they have a particular interest. So you want to look for what they feel passionately about and encourage and support that as, you know, as you are also maybe looking for relative weaknesses and looking for tools that they can use to, you know, lift that aspect for themselves. So let's say organization is a relative weakness. I'm just making this up. I don't know. Maybe your son is a great organizer. But for some kids, that's really difficult. And because, you know, relative to their other strengths, organizational skills, which is executive function in the brain, is harder for them. Then you want to look for what are tools that they can use, maybe it's particular apps, like, you know, maybe we're talking about how can they organize their study materials. Well, you can guide them toward, you know, Quizlet, which is a great, you know,
we've
online,
got Quizlets.
You know,
they do that, Quizlets. Yep.
So things like that they can use as tools to give themselves a leg up in areas that are relatively weak. But then you really want to stimulate their passion. So, you know, if they seem excited about, you know, current events or politically what's happening.
We only have 30 seconds, Dr. Gale.
Okay. Then you want to stimulate that at home as well.
So your best advice in about this 20 seconds here for parents and being involved but not over-involved.
It's all about moderation. It's all about helping them to find the tools and ask great questions and stirring their curiosity and letting them fall down sometimes. But don't do it for them.
You can't do it for them. We, as parents, have to take a step back, but we can help our children to learn to get organized, to learn to study, to learn to take notes. We can help them with that sort of thing, as long as we're not stepping in and dealing with the teachers when they get a B, and we're not stepping in and screaming about our children having too much homework or whatever. We have to let them learn themselves. It's not always easy, but it certainly will make our children more independent and better learners as a result. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening, and stay well.